Nelson Mandela, what more can you say about him that's not already been said? Just when you think there's nothing new to say, along comes Zelda LaGrange.
If you were born during the apartheid years and you were white in South Africa, you were born into privilege. Being a white South African middle class, we had access to reasonably good education, schooling. We were a very ordinary Afrikaans family with certain rights because of the color of our skin. We lived apartheid, really.
LaGrange says she and her family lived in a bubble. She knew little about the struggle against apartheid, and even less about the man that much of the world recognized as the symbol of that struggle, Nelson Mandela.
The first time I heard his name was in February 1990 when he was released, and I was swimming. My dad came outside to the pool and he said, "Now we are in trouble." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The terrorist is being released." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Nelson Mandela." And I looked at him and I continued swimming. We didn't know much about this man other than what our schools and our churches taught us, and that is that this man represents the enemy. He is threatening your superiority.
When it was time for LaGrange to find a job, she went looking for work at the Capitol building in Pretoria because it was near her house.
I applied for a job in the ministry without portfolio in the presidency. And then while I was busy with the interview that day, the president's private secretary, who was Mary Ntladana, she came into the office and she said, "I need a typist right now." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm available." And they called me later to say, "Would you be interested in a position in the president's private office?" And I really didn't conceptualize what that could mean. I just thought, as long as it's in the union buildings, which is closer to my parents' home, I'll take anything.
She did take it. And here's where things get interesting. It was 1994. South Africa had recently elected its first black president. For LaGrange, he was basically some guy named Mandela.
Well, I was walking into his secretary's office, Mary, and as I walked into her office, this group of people came out of her office, and I nearly bumped into President Mandela. And suddenly this man appears in front of you, and he extends his hand, and I wasn't sure whether I'm supposed to greet him or not. And so I extend my hand, and I said, "Good morning, Mr. Mandela." And he spoke to me, and I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I had to ask him, "Please, excuse me, Mr. President, could you repeat that?" And when he repeated himself, I realized he was speaking to me in Afrikaans. He was speaking to me in my home language, the language of the oppressor, the last thing you expect of Nelson Mandela.
LaGrange would experience a lot of unexpected things working for Mandela.
At that stage, I was 24 years of age. Now, he was in prison for 27 years, so I felt, you know what, you don't even know what 27 years feel like. And your people sent this man to jail for 27 years. So you feel guilty, you feel responsible immediately as an Afrikaner standing there.
After 2 years as a typist, Zelda LaGrange was promoted, and then promoted again to the president's private secretary. She spent 19 years working with Mandela, or Gulu, as she came to call him, his personal assistant. The two became very close. The last time LaGrange saw Mandela was at his hospital bedside last year.
I said, "Hello, Gulu, this is Aldina. I've come to say hello to you." And his eyes just opened and he gave me the brightest, biggest smile. And I broke down in tears. It was just too much for me. But he fixed his eyes on me and he smiled. And Mrs. Mashala and Malinga joked and they said, "Madiba doesn't afford other people that kind of smile, but you, he smiles." So they teased me. But because that's the most recent memory of him, that's very vivid in my mind.
Zelda LaGrange, Aldina, as she was known to Nelson Mandela, told her story to the BBC's Outlook program. She's written a book about her experiences. It's called Good Morning, Mr. Mandela, the first words she said to him at that first meeting with the president in 1994.